the sense of death everyone wants to get rid of, and can only be done by realizing the sense of life. You may die a thousand deaths until you realize this, for it is the only way. Mrs. L.S. repeated, "Food and sleep belong to sensualism, and we must learn to do without them, not depend upon them. Mind is all." May 8, 1907. Mrs. L.S. repeated a prayer given to the early students. O Love, give me higher, holier, purer, self-abnegated motives and desires, and spiritual inspiration. May 9, 1907. Matthew 26. History repeats itself, but in different forms. Now, without the crucifixion. May 12, 1907. Handle the weather just as you do any belief of mortal mind. May 14, 1907. I ask myself, in my life work, am I just? Yes. Am I honest? Yes, if I am just. Am I of good report? No, because I am thus. Am I right? Yes, as far as I live up to my highest sense of right. God has worked through one in this age because he could. The light will come through the window because it will let it, while the wall will not. It would shine through the wall if it could. God is no respecter of persons. Then would you say the wall can let in the light the same as the window? No. Then does one person let in as much light as another? No. Can one who lets in the light see what is best for the others better than one who does not? Yes. That is the trouble with those outside the wall. They think they can run things just as well and a little better than I can, the window pane. How do you know I am a window pane for the light to shine through? By my works. May 16, 1907. If you are a Christian Scientist and you can speak the word and it is done, all right. But if you have to argue, be very careful what you argue. May 19, 1907. Mrs. L.S. repeated, "You can heal ignorant sin, but willful sin must be suffered out." May 24, 1907. There are three things to keep before us continually. To have one God, one mind. To love our neighbor as ourselves. And do unto others as we would have them do unto us. To have one mind means for all to work alike. Not you work in your work and I in my work, but work together. It is time for us today to be Christian Scientists and keep these points before us by asking ourselves these questions every time before doing anything. May 25th, 1907. God is all. To have God is to have all, harmony. Discord comes from looking away from all, thinking there is something else. You heal disease by knowing there is none. You heal sin in the same way. The prodigal goes into a far country thinking there is something there. I go after them, thinking they have gone after something. And so it goes. But we must look to the spiritual, as Paul says, 2 Corinthians 4, 17-18. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. May 26, 1907. Divinity Lesson. Reading in the Bible about loaves and fishes. Spoke of fishes as floating around, not gathered, and the going out after them to bring them in as the spiritual meaning. Have you a throat? No. Have you a nose? No. Do you see? No, not through eyes. Do you hear through ears? No. Do you have to eat food? No. Does food sustain you? No. Does food hurt you? No, it only says so. Can food talk? No. What is it that does talk materially? Nothing. What I am reaching is the spiritual. The material fights it, and I fight the material. It will do it to you. The more spiritual the thought, the more will you be fought. That which takes the place of God and creates men and women and sees everything material will fight the spiritual. You must see everything spiritual. To sense, I am the cross. Am I? No. What makes me think the cross? The belief that I am there. If I am, I would have to come down. What would come down from the cross? The belief of being on the cross. What would kill? The belief of being killed. See me and others all right, as a spiritual idea, and not on the cross. Then you will see me as I am. If Jesus had fully understood himself as wholly spiritual, not on the cross, he would not have died. He would have remained and administered to others. If I tell the truth of a lie, have I lied? Yes. If I tell a lie about the truth, have I lied? Yes. We cannot talk aloud Christian Science nor spiritually, for talk is material. I sometimes think argument hinders the work by materializing the thought. Hold to the spiritual, knowing you do not depend upon the action of bowels or stomach. Eyes to see, ears to hear, and sleep for rest will rest you more than sleep. I have demonstrated this. Has God accomplished much through me for the world? Yes. How have I made it possible? By giving up all for Christ. Father, sister, etc. When my father told me, if I disgraced the family with Christian Science, I should never darken his door again, and my sister would not speak to me, I gave them all up. I am now being punished by the fruits, the Glover case now in court, of my marriage. Only as you give up all for Christ can you be Christian Scientists. If the wife comes to Christian Science, she should show the husband so he will help her to do this work and give up all. If a husband comes to Christian Science, he should show his wife so she will let him do his duty to this cause. We are all working together with one aim, the cause. I am not breaking up families. I am all the time praying for harmony. I only show them what Christian Science is and leave them to make their own decisions. We cannot go up the mountain carrying our baggage. We must be free. May 27, 1907. Hold to the omnipotence of God, truth. Evil is not power. It is the opposite. And by opposite I mean that which is unlike in quality, quantity, and nature. May 30, 1907. God's laws are eternal. They cannot be reversed. They stand. In your work, you declare the truth about things. No, those declarations cannot be reversed. I have for 40 years stood with God through all this effort to reverse my work. If I had allowed the devil to reverse my work, where would it have been? No, I have stood and carried this cause in spite of it, and all you can do the same. Are the laws of health to be relied upon? No. They are material. Are the laws of husbands, wives, sons, etc. to be relied upon? No. Jesus said, "Who are my mother and my brethren?" They which do the will of my Father. This does not do to give out, for the world is not ready for it. The papers are already after me on this subject, because I am tearing down their idols by giving the interpretation of Jesus' words on this subject. He said, "Take up the cross and follow me." People want to come without taking up the cross. This cannot be accomplished. We have to give up all for Christ, family, ties, and all. When I have made a storm disappear, I did not argue. There are no clouds. I said, God's face is there and I see it, and the storm would break up and disappear. God is infinite. Is there anything else? No. He is the only lawgiver. Hold to it. There is but one law, and that is the law of love, life. June 22, 1907. The passage from sense to soul is the one which interests us all, and in which we must each take part. In this passage from Sense to Soul, we have to give up everything for Christ, cannot carry our baggage with us, our material sense of things, father, mother, wife, children, all things. God took away everything from me. I had nothing to cling to materially, but I can see some progress spiritually. I did not understand science and health when I wrote it. I would just write as fast as I could. I would have to do so, could not help it. The desire to write would begin in the morning at about a certain time and leave in the afternoon. I would not stop for dinner when I was writing, and the people where I was boarding used to wonder about it and would sometimes bring my dinner to me on a tray and set it beside me, but I would not stop. When we seem to be surrounded by materiality, rise above it, for you were never in it, and this will take you out of the belief. When Christian scientists come to Pleasant View, I demand of them that they leave their belongings and take up the cross. You cannot win the cross without bearing the cross. The question was asked, what is the second death? The death of every sin you possess. What is the first death? Coming into the belief of life, substance, intelligence, etc., in matter. The first death is dying to spirit, or rather coming into the belief in matter. The second death is dying to matter, dying into matter and dying out of it. Mrs. Sargent quoted Mrs. Eddy by saying, when we go to heaven, the book will be there, Revelation 20:12. Also, while sitting at the dinner table one day, Mrs. E. said, if I should pass on sitting here in this chair now, I would awaken right here in this chair. Nothing would be changed. Mrs. Sargent asked, would we be right here also? She said, I do not know. That has not been proved yet. After a scientist had passed, Mrs. E. said, she is so much better off. She would not come back here. Mrs. Sargent said, what do you mean by that? When science and health says that death causes no change. Mrs. E. answered, if you were working out a problem on a blackboard and kept making a mistake, after you had corrected your mistake, you would be that much freer to go on with your problem. So it is in waking from the dream, mistake of death. Mrs. Sargent told of two sisters who knew nothing of Christian science. One was passing while sitting in her chair and said to the other one, don't you see them? Named father, mother, sister, and others. The other one said, no, why? She said, can't you hear what sister is saying to you? No, she is saying for you not to hold me here, but let me go. Why, this is nothing at all. And she was gone. So you see, there is no need of passing through death. The problem of life can be worked out, and the interval of death can be bridged over, as science and health says. This is the end of Chapter 1. Chapter 2 begins on the next CD.